The Maral that we're going to study is not from the Gurariya on Parshas Lech Lecha. It's from Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Nuntes. And in these editions of the Maharal, in these editions of the Netzach Yisrael, it's on page Reish Yudches, Perek Nuntes of Netzach Yisrael. On these, in these editions, page Reish Yudches, second line, top of the right-hand column. He is dealing with the brachos that Bilam was inadvertently giving to Bnei Yisrael, and most prominently, and in parallel with the bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu, Bilam said, Mivarachecha Baruch, Va'orerecha Orur, those who bless you will be blessed, those who curse you will be cursed. Now this, of course, is, as was said, Avraham Avinu, Va'avorcha Mivarachecha Mekalelcha Or. So this idea of those who curse being cursed, it's not only that they will then incur the curse of God, but they're actually, the Maral says, by saying what they say, they are bringing the curse upon themselves. We'll see why and how. And also, what's so important about this Maral is that he explains why Avraham Avinu was necessarily the source of all of this bracha. Why the bracha begins so prominently and powerfully with Avraham Avinu. Va'achakach omar mivarachecha baruch va'orerecha orur. Bracha zos lomar ki Yisrael heim hoyu ikur ve'etzem ha'olam. The point is that Yisrael is that which we would call the essence of all, not only of mankind, but of all of creation. Etzem ha'olam. The very essence of all that's created. The universe, so to speak, does revolve around Am Yisrael. B'kasher ha'klola hu le'etzem ha'metzius. Therefore, if someone curses existence itself, if someone cuts with their curse at the heart of existence, well then, what do they say? They're basically saying that what exists should not exist. Az bevadai, then surely to hapech alav, it turns around onto him, who is basically saying that existence itself should be trashed and wasted and done in. Shekasher echod misnaged lemitzias. When someone says, let there not exist, all that does, harehu bilti nimtza, then he's decreeing that he himself should cease to be. Shein misnaged lemitzias rak ha'edar. Hedar meaning absence is the absolute foe, the antithesis of existence. Complete negation of Yisrael means negation of the universe itself, because the essence of all that exists is all about us. With Yisrael occupying that central role, it's like saying that there shall be nothing at all. So that the person who says that is then self-destructing, by saying that all that exists should not. V'chein hefech hamavarech es Yisrael. The opposite, of course, is true when someone blesses Yisrael. Because if you're blessing Yisrael, and Yisrael is that which is at the heart of all that exists, so then now you're conferring blessing upon what exists. You are giving wider birth and expanding on all that's good, and increasing it, and asking that it flourish and increase. So therefore, v'chein hefach hamavarech es Yisrael shehem etzem hametzius, v'hu maisef mitzias v'kiyum aleihem. Now, that giving that bracha to Am Yisrael means taking all that's good universally and making it all that much better, more enveloping. So that person who says such a bracha is included and folded within or subsumed by the great bracha that he or she has caused to expand all around him or her.
Rabbi, is this always in the plural? This is all of Israel, or does the same concept apply for individuals?
Very good question. Within Am Yisrael, every individual, as a member of Klal Yisrael, is part of that bracha, to more or less an extent. And that's why we each individually, on a Matzah Shabbos, repeat the brachos that were given, in this case, to Yaakov Avinu, as we're going to see in the next paragraph, because that which was bestowed upon Yaakov was bestowed upon us nationally, and each of us individually has access to that bracha. Harei ze nimshach v'nichnas tachas ha-metzios. Then this person who's given the bracha to a Yisrael, to a Jew, or to the Jewish people, is now creating more of all of that good that will be now surrounding and enveloping this person too. Mekabel bracha v'tesefes mitzius. So then he or she is in the benefiting row, is going to be a beneficiary. They're in line to receive, along with all of the rest of whatever surrounds Am Yisrael, all the good and benefit that can flow from the Jewish people will also flow to him or her who blesses the Jewish people. But all of this is because, ultimately, that which is blessed in this world is blessed because of the Jewish nation. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. Bereishis Bara, and Chazal say Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. Now, in the next piece, next paragraph, we'll go down to the second paragraph on this page, we have this concept of the Bereishis, of the beginning. And that's Avraham Avinu. V'teda ki le'nemar kach rak etzel Avraham. It all begins with Avraham. She'nemar v'avorcha mevorachacha u'mekalelcha o'or. V'chin b'Yaakov k'siv arerecha arur u'mevorachacha baruch. V'chol zeh mipnei. All of this is because ki Avraham hoya ikur metzias ha'olam. When that one person who founded all the nations, Avraham and Goyim, the monotheism has, by our day, taken over. People in the billions are followers of Avraham Avinu, are followers of this great man's teaching, the three great religions. But at the center of it all, Am Yisrael. This is a new beginning for the world. Avraham Avinu is therefore Iker Mitzias Ha'olam. There was nothing as central and as vital to existence itself as Avraham Avinu. Shekein Amru Zichronim Levracha Shnei Alafim Toihu Ad Sheba Avraham. That the first 2,000 years of this world are considered to be tayu v'vayu. They are considered to have been just so much tumult without substance, vacuous, and of no consequence until Avraham Avinu. V'hu reishis ha-briya. He is the beginning of the briya. He is the new beginning. There are 10 doros from Adam to Noach, and then there are 10 doros from Noach to Avraham. Noach to Avraham is a period of time when the world is trying to emerge after having been destroyed. It doesn't succeed. The world is not emerging correctly. That is, man is not at the place where he needs to be to fulfill the raison d'etre for creation. The whole point of creation is to have a certain kind of a human being. No one fits that bill until Avraham Avinu. So he is Reishis Habriya. V'hu Reishis Habriya Nechshav. It's the beginning. He is to mankind like Adam HaRishon. U'kemoshe hisboyer l'mala ki Avraham hu yesoid ha'olam. It all begins with Avraham. And it's interesting that we're living in times where we're seeing again, you know, how people are talking about this. People are discussing it. You have, you know, a nation that's largely or mostly Christian, brokering and creating and fomenting peace with the nation that's largely Jewish, the state of Israel, and the nations of Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates that are Islamic. All of them are of that same beginning. They all come from Abraham. So they call it the Abraham Accords. Because it's very real. Because really, that man, Avraham Avinu, was the beginning of a whole new world. But not only just a whole new world, it's, as the Maharal says, it's as if the world was really just a vacuous, meaningless universe until Avraham Avinu's advent, until he arrives on the scene. He is Yesod HaOlam, the foundation of the universe. And his name is Avraham, Av Hamoyin Goyim. U'bishvil kach hivtichoy Hashem Yisbarach. That's why he is the one to receive the bracha of Va'avarcha Mevarachachu Mekalelcha Or. Leimar, to say, ki hu yisod v'etzem oylam. Since he is yisod v'etzem oylam, shakal tolui boy, everything depends on him. So then, he has to have bracha, so that the world can have bracha. Only through him can the rest of the world be blessed. V'lekach zocha el bracha zois. So what the Maharal is saying is, it's not just Avraham Avinu is being forced or told he has to leave Haran, and it's so hard, and he's childless, and there he says, I wish I could have a child, and I wish I wouldn't have to live in, you know, adverse conditions and be oppressed like I was oppressed in Ur Kasdim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to take care of you. It's much bigger than that. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, this is the new beginning of the universe. The world has waited for you. You're the Yesod HaOlam. So of course, all bracha depends upon your success. Because through you, there can be blessing to mankind only through you. V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachai so adama. It's only through you. Because you're the righteous, the Yesod HaOlam. Now, on the next column, last half of the fifth line on the second column on this page. V'chol elu hadvarim yuduim l'maskilim, ki Avram hu haschola v'yakov hu ikr v'hakol hu tafel elav. Avram is the sheirish. Avram is the root and the beginning of the chut ha-meshulash of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then the bracha is again given by Yitzchak to Yaakov, because Yaakov represents all the branches, the tribes that come from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov represents the bracha spreading to all of the families of Israel and to all the individuals, as you asked and as you mentioned before. V'chol elu hadvarim yuduim l'maskilim ki Avram hu aschala v'Yaakov hu ikar. It begins with the shoresh, the roots, but then the tree itself, Yaakov Avinu, and then all the branches, the Shvatim, v'hakol hu tafel elav. They all branch out from Yaakov Avinu. Mashal zeh, ha'ilan, like a tree. Yesh lo haschala hu hasherish. Those are the roots. Hashem yimenu hispashet klala ilan. From the roots comes the whole tree. V'kach Avram hu haschala el ha'olam. Avram is the root of all meaningful life, of all the universe, that now, because of Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let there be life, let there be people, let there be nations. All because of Avram. And to perpetuate all of what Avram lived for, stood for, taught, and promoted. Aval Yaakov hu dema el gufa ilan. Yaakov is already the next generation, two generations on, he is the gufa ilan. He is the actual tree itself. Hashem imenu mispashtim ha'anofim. The branches all coming, growing from that trunk of the tree. Shehem chelkiya ilun chaltzad. Going off to all in each direction. Hareki Avram hu haschol v'Yakov hu gufa ilun. Kol makom elu heim ha'metzius. Both Avram and Yaakov are definitively what is at the kernel of all existence. The essence of all that exists. And that's why this bracha inheres specifically to Avram and then Yaakov. As was explained earlier. So the nation of Israel is so blessed with this same bracha, as was said to Yaakov, as Bilam said about us in the Midbar, because we are the essential nation of the world. It's all centered upon and dependent upon us. And this is why the ultimate of the brachas, the height of the brachas of Bilam was reached with these words. Because we're the children of Avram, so we're the essence of the universe. Therefore, the bracha for all of creation begins with us. The Chazal explained that the shefa, the beneficial providing of what to eat that comes from heaven, that it flows to earth spiritually through Eretz Yisrael. Through Eretz Yisrael. Not that literally Eretz Yisrael is exporting all of the food to the rest of the world, but that the sense of the connection from heaven to earth, such that heaven will move earth to provide, the point of contact for that is Eretz Yisrael. And as Eretz Yisrael receives, the rest of earth receives. It flows, so to speak, via Eretz Yisrael. Now, let's turn to the next page. We have a short paragraph from the Chedushei Agados, Maharal and the Chedushei Agados to Yevamos, Daf Samach Gimel, Amar Aleph, where the pasuk says, "V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachas ha'adama." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that all of the families of earth will be blessed in you and through you, Avram Avinu. So the Gemara says, Afilu mishpachos hadaros ba'adama, whether they live in the earth, which means they live landlocked, if you will. Ein mishpachos ela b'shvil Yisrael. Bracha comes and flows to them because of Yisrael. Kol goyei ha'aretz comes to add, afilu sfinois habois migalia l'asfamia, ships that sail from Gaul to Hispania, France to Spain. In other words, they're the other end of the Mediterranean, but they're all blessed and they're all bringing goods and succeeding in their various trades and in their various efforts to provide for mankind, helping each other, doing trade with one another, all the goods that come from one to the other, back and forth, einan mizbarachos ela b'shvil Yisrael. It's all because of Yisrael. Now, the Gemara there also says, is that the expression, v'nivruchu v'cha, is to be understood as a reference to two special women who, like the grafting of a branch onto a tree, because that's what it's called, to graft a branch onto a tree, is called this act of lehisbarech, to graft one onto the other. When you take a tree and attach a branch from one tree to another and then bind it, so that's the kind of thing which you would call here like bracha, but it means to have a connection, which was a bracha is. A bracha is an extension from a beginning that expands. But similarly, when you add a branch and bind it to a tree, that too is this lehisbarech, to expand it through this process of grafting. So the Gemara says that there will be two non-Jewish women who will be a great source of blessing, who will be added to Am Yisrael, so to speak, grafted onto Am Yisrael. Rus HaMoaviyah, from whom David descends, and Shlomo HaMelech's wife, Naama HaAmonis, the mother of Shlomo's son Rechava, and Asa and Yehoshaphat, and the kings who are descendants of Shlomo HaMelech are her descendants. V'nivruchu, so this v'nivruchu b'cha means that attaching themselves to you, they, these mothers from one Ammon, the other Moab, are going to be a source of bracha, and for kol mishpacha so adama, because ultimately, that's Malchus Beis David, that's the Melech HaMashiach. Let's see the piece inside. Afilu mishpachas adaros ba'adama, Pirur zeki Yisrael heim lev ha'olam. So here, he similarly says what he talked about in the piece we saw in Netzach Yisrael, where he called Yisrael the etzem, the essence of the world. He says, now we are like the heart in a human body. V'ikr ha'olam. V'hakol mizbarach b'shvil ha'ikr. Everything ultimately is blessed through and because of what's the mainstay, the ikr, the lev. K'mo she'alev mefarnis kol ha'evorim, like the heart that provides and oxygenates the blood for all of the body, shebeguf, for all of the organs of the body. Ukamesha amru zuchrenim l'racha al Eretz Yisrael, shehi shoysa tchila, Eretz Yisrael takes in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives her, umin hatamtzis, from that essence, shoysa hakol. The rest of the world drinks and is provided for. Ukamesha be'arunu b'mekayimah. Kach b'shvil Yisrael mizbarech hakol. So because of us, all mankind and all lands are ultimately receiving and are blessed. Afshehem dorim toich haaretz le'al haaretz. Even if they are in the earth and not on the earth, even if they're landlocked, even if they're not able to otherwise easily access parts of the world. V'chein hasfinos afagavshehem dorim b'yam le'al haaretz. Even if they are, you know, living and traveling and not able to take or benefit from earth itself directly, still, Mizbarech HaKol, they're all blessed, Bishvil Yisrael, Ki Yisrael Nachshavim Kamei HaIlon. Now he goes back to this idea, as we saw in Netzach Yisrael. Yisrael, Am Yisrael, is like this great tree, and the peoples of the world and others benefit by being attached to or being a part of this great tree. K'dechsiv v'nivruchu v'cha v'gaymer. R'pidosh v'nivruchu b'cha shtei b'richais toivais. Two good added branches. So these b'richos are the added branches bound onto and added to the ilan of Klal Yisrael. Yeshli lehavrich b'chem. So that's the lashon of the Gemara, lehavrich. The Gemara uses that lashon for for the idea of grafting, lehavrich b'chem. And that's referring to Rus and Naama.
I always thought it was related in terms of that kind of thing with to the knee, right? Like Barak, like it's going into the ground,
mm-hmm.
coming out again.
Im Kain Yisrael nachshav k'may lev ha'ilan. So the Jewish people are like the heart of the tree. Asher b'tocha ilan, the essence and central part of the tree. U'mitocha ilan mizbarach hakol. And then from there, spread all of the branches and all of the limbs and branches of the tree. The hainu kol anafim hayoytzim in hasheirish. Who's at the sheirish? So where before he said it was Avram Avinu, but here he says ki hasheirish hu Hashem yisbarach. Shehu hasheirish v'ikur hakol. But it's both true. The sheirish in human terms is Avram. But what was Avram? Avram was faith in Ribbono Shel Olam. So, of course, the sheirish is the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, and Avram Avinu, who gives rise to everyone else's faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'min Hashem Yisbarach, nivru u'mimenu Yisrael, be'etzem u'barishayna. First, to spread the word of Hashem, the truth of Hashem, the reality, was Avram. But therefore also, it's true that Avram and then Yisrael are at the heart of, the core of everything that exists. Ikur HaKol, we are the Ikur of all of what exists. U'min Hashem Yisbarach, Nivru Mimenu Yisrael, Be'etzem U'barishayinu. Therefore, Mekablim Yisrael HaBracha. So therefore, bracha all flows through us. We receive the bracha, and then it spreads to all around us. L'chein Amar v'nivrichu v'cha. Ki yesh l'havrich shtei b'richais toivais v'hem yikablu ha-bracha, ki mehem yiyah Mashiach. So it also refers, of course, as the Gemara says, to the b'richais, those added limbs tied on to grafted onto us, Rus and Naama. And that, of course, is a tremendous bracha, ki mehem yiyah HaMashiach. Because the Malchus Beis Dover and the Mashiach ultimately arise from Rus and Naama. U'bishvil Yisrael nivr hakol, k'dechsiv b'reishis bar elikim, v'ein reishis eli Yisrael, t'chsiv k'idish Yisrael Hashem reishis t'vuasoy, l'fichach b'shvil Yisrael misbarach hakol. So the bracha that was given to Avraham Avinu is not just so that Avraham personally should be blessed and feel secure and benefit from Hashem's blessing, but rather because he is the beginning of a whole new different world, the world as it's supposed to be, the world as Hashem Yisbarach intended it to be. It's the beginning of, finally, the end of the tohu, the end of the meaninglessness and the void. And finally, there's Avraham, and now man will have purpose and direction. And the world now has its reason and its cause. So now that which puts us, therefore, at the center of all the universe requires that we have bracha so that the universe should similarly be blessed, should be blessed in turn through us. Necessarily so. If the Atzmius, if the essence of all the world is Avram, and now us, so then the world can only be blessed if we are blessed. And that's the meaning of v'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachais ha'adam. Not just that it'll be good for them, you know, to have a couple of good Jews who, you know, invent what, find what, discover what, you know, vaccines and remedies and scientific discoveries and good monotheism and morality. It's much bigger than that. They will have no other source of blessing but the blessings that come because you have at the essence of the universe the right purpose and the rhyme and reason for all of creation. The rhyme and reason of all of creation is Yisrael. So it can only be that all of creation is blessed through Yisrael. And that's the reason for Avram receiving these blessings. And that's the meaning of Kol Mishpachos HaAdamah, that all the nations, all families of earth are blessed. Necessarily, only through us, only through Yisrael.